it's mind blowing where we're at right now. If you really take it all into account, and how these private entities, these corporations or oligarchs or whatever they are, they can kind of act as if not only economically but also militarily like their own sovereign nation, right? The borders between nations become less relevant now.
Yeah, we're moving into a post-state era in our world. We're moving to a post-Westphalian era, Westphalia being the Treaty of Westphalia from 1648 that sort of set up the international system of states. We're getting to a point now where, you know, when the Fortune 500 become more powerful than the 190 so nations of the world, then watch out.
Yeah.
Because that's what we're going to. I mean, right now, the difference between, you know, ExxonMobil or Walmart and, say, a country like the Gabon in Africa, is that the Gabon, at the very core of it, it can legitimately have its own military, whereas Walmart cannot.
Yeah.
But that is changing. And when that changes, we can't assume that, multinational corporations won't act in their own interest. Of course they're going to act in their own interest. They're going to become more like states. And it's not just multinationals, it's like the top richest people in the world. Again, we're getting to a point where, you know, the have and have not, increasingly, at least like in America, have gotten worse and worse and worse. Like the top, you know, the one percenters versus everybody else.
Yeah.
Well, what happens when those one percenters get armed? They can rent, you know, organized violence to do whatever they want to do. It's going to make, you know, the current rental riots look pretty tame. And that's what I'm concerned about. I'm not going to say that's going to be dystopia, but nobody's really thinking about where this trend is leading. And I think we need to think about that.
Yeah.